an interview with Dr. Roseanne Welch, author of Why the Monkeys Matter, on the Zilch Podcast, episode number 48. For more information, visit roseannewelch.com/monkeys.
She's a Peter girl.
One Man Shy is probably his finest hour, or close to it. I think it's Peter's finest hour, with possible exception of parts of Devil and Peter Tork.
Exactly. And without her, the show would have fallen into the trap of always making Davy only the only cute one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not true. And in a very, you know, moment of last minute choice, Peter could have been the cute one as well.
Oh, yeah. Those dimples.
Because he's adorable.
There's yes, thank you.
She told me this wonderful story. She was at New York. Most of the writers at the time were based in New York. And they were working for the stuff that was live TV back then, different comedy sketch shows.
Right.
And when they gathered a bunch of people together to see who they might want to hire for the monkeys, she was the only woman in the room.
Yeah.
Of, you know, quality. She was the only one whose work they thought deserved a place in the room.
Mm-hmm.
So she thought that was pretty funny. And she eventually took the job and, of course, moved out to L.A. for that. And while they were here, and they all they had to work with was the pilot, and they really, this is the other thing, as much as Larry Tucker and, you know, Paul Mazursky are brilliant, and no one's going to say they're not brilliant, they invented the pilot and they walked away.
Yes, they did.
So they don't have an influence on where the show went and where the characters went.
Not at all, because the four characters in the pilot basically, to an extent, never show up again.
That's exactly right. And they're a whole other set of boys, one of whom becomes Peter, and she said that the big discussion was, when you look around at a four-person show,
right,
as we discussed the Big Bang Theory, you're going to have your artist dad type. So, of course, that was Mike, because he was tall and he was married, and, you know, for many reasons, he came across that way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have your clown, and that was always going to be Mickey because right, he came from that background. You're going to have your cute boy, and that was Davy because he had the records already and blah, blah, blah.
Accents, yeah.
Then you have the option. You have the really stupid one or the really smart one.
Uh-huh.
Who's funnier? And they sat around, she said, and discussed and debated, and she called it something akin to hiring the next pope. And she felt that they had done him a disservice because in the end they decided stupid was easier to write.
Ugh.
So it was that close. He could have been the nerdy smart boy.
I would have loved to have seen him playing a Sheldon type. That would have been hysterical.